Beware of ghost. A long time ago, there was a boarding school in a mountainous area where three friends, Prayag, Rohan and Himanshi lived. They lived together all the time. But at night, Himanshi would have to go to the girls' hostel. Prayag and Himanshi were very mischievous, but Rohan was sensible. One day, those three were talking among themselves.
Rohan, I have heard ghosts live in forest along the hill behind our boarding school.
Yes, I have heard that too. Our warden Shanti auntie, she told me that.
But how does she know?
She is the warden of the school for a long time. She will definitely know.
Ghosts do not exist. This is all rumors.
Why not we should go to the forest behind that hill?
Himanshi, have you gone mad? How dangerous it can be to go to the forest. Do you have any idea about this?
Yes, it is true that something mysterious happens there every day. But still, we should go there and see if there is ghost or not.
On hearing Prayag and Himanshi, Rohan refused. But still, the two of them did not agree. Then, the next day, the three left the school and went straight to the hill.
Oh man, we have come here. But how will we cross this hill?
Hey, you don't take tension. We can all do it.
Now after that, the three friends climbed over the hill somehow. But now they could not understand how to go from that hill to the forest. All three were thinking that suddenly Himanshi showed something.
Prayag, Rohan, come here quickly. See, there are stairs behind trees. Look quickly.
Prayag and Rohan rushed there after hearing Himanshi and they saw that there were really stairs. All three were going down the stairs into the jungle. Then suddenly Himanshi slipped and she fell into the forest. And Prayag and Rohan remained the same.
What do we do now? How do we find her? I'm very tense.
This is not the time to panic. We will have to come down soon to help Himanshi.
As both of them quickly reached the forest, they heard a voice and it was an anklet's voice, as if someone was wearing an anklet and coming close to them. Both of them got scared and reached up to the voice of anklet. So they saw a woman standing there.
Prayag, see, there is a woman standing there. Is she a witch?
Now we will definitely die. Let's see, who is she and where does she come from?
The two of them went to her, encouraging each other. As soon as they saw the woman, their senses flew away. She was their school warden.
Shanti auntie, what are you doing all alone in this dense and scary forest?
I came here for some work. But what are you doing here? If anyone comes to know in school, you know what will happen.
Prayag and Rohan apologized to Shanti after hearing her and told about the disappearance of Himanshi. Upon hearing this, Shanti said,
What are you saying? Maybe she has fallen into any danger. What if the ghost of the forest saw her?
Saying this, Shanti went ahead and both of them started following her. And all three started calling her name.
Where are you, Himanshi?
Himanshi! Himanshi!
They searched her for a long time, but they could not find her anywhere. Then suddenly, Himanshi shouted,
Save me! Please, someone save me!
When the three ran towards Himanshi's voice and saw her, their senses flew away. There was a big red-eyed ghost standing, which was very dangerous to see. Himanshi stood a little away from him and he was trying to get near her. Then Shanti stood and spoke in front of that ghost.
I told you that you will not come in front of any human and you will not scare anyone.
I have not gone to her. This clever girl came to me on her own. When I told her to go back after saving her life, she did not go back. and started following me. Now, I will not leave her.
Prayag, Rohan and Himanshi were more surprised than seeing the ghost. They were surprised that how Shanti aunt is talking to that ghost so easily without being afraid of the ghost. It was surprising, but still, now who is beside them except Shanti in that dense forest? So they started listening silently, but when Rohan could not resist, so he asked,
Auntie, how can you talking to this ghost so easily? Are you not afraid?
Hearing this, the ghost got angry and he said angrily,
Who are you to stop a mother and a son from talking? I will kill you now.
No, you will not do anything like this. Go from here.
All three were shocked by hearing such a thing from the ghost mouth.
What did you say? Shanti auntie is your mother?
Yes, this woman is my mother, who cannot do anything for me.
Shanti auntie is a mother of ghost? How can it be possible?
Then the aunt started telling the whole truth.
Yes, he is telling the truth that this ghost is my son and I am the mother of ghost. He used to study in that boarding school, just like you. One day, he came to this hideout in this forest and coming here, he killed a baby snake. And the snake's mother cursed my son that he would wander across the forest and become a ghost.
Since then, I have been wandering in the forest and my mother comes to see me every day. She has come to meet me today too. But you guys came here.
Auntie, will your son always remain like this?
No, I went to that snake and cried and requested her, asking help for my son. Then she said that if he helps anyone in the forest, and one whom he helped heartily thanks to my son without fearing, so my son can become as before.
After knowing the truth, aunt and the three friends started leaving from there with a heavy heart. Then Himanshi remembered something and she turned back to the ghost again. Everyone was seeing what Himanshi was doing. Himanshi held the ghost hand without fear and started saying it in his eyes.
When I fell down from the hill steps, I could have fallen to the ground and died. But you took me in your lap and brought me here with you. I would not have been alive today if you were not there. Thank you very much.
As soon as Himanshi spoke, he was freed from the ghost curse and turned into a very handsome boy. Seeing this, everyone was very happy and went out of the forest to go back to boarding school and focus on their studies along with fun. Now, they had become not only three, but four solid friends, because Shanti auntie's son also joined their team. So friends, the moral of the story is that importance should not always be given to physical beauty. Sometimes it can be artificial, clean, and beautiful heart has different importance.
If you enjoyed this video,